And now, gambling terms. Snake eyes. Rolling ones with a pair of dice. Double down. Doubling the original bet for one more card. Bad beat. When your strong hand gets beat. Illegal gambling can put you at risk. Protect our communities. Play legit and gamble only where it's legal. Learn more now at PlayLegitCO.com. A message from the Colorado Division of Gaming. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Now, before the break, we were chatting to John Riley about some of the best gaming titles of the year so far. But if there's any game you think we've missed or, you know, haven't talked about in full as of yet, drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com and we will check it out and bring you that review. Now, remember back in the good old days when a mobile phone was essentially a Nokia? Didn't matter what model it was, the 3310 was obviously everywhere, but the majority of people had a Nokia. The brand was dominant in that space, but it disappeared for a while when the iPhone and smartphones came along. However, several years ago now, HMD Global took over the phone part of the Nokia brand and has spent the last few years building it back up. We've had some excellent Android devices from Nokia, but we're also seeing the resurgence of some of the more nostalgic dumb phones, as they're called. Lars Sillerbauer is the CMO at HMD Global and he joins me now. Lars, you're very welcome to the show. It must be nice having such a big portfolio to work with in terms of the fancy high-tech phones and then these older devices coming back to the fore as well.
Well, it's been quite a journey. I joined myself 9 months ago, but before that, it's been quite a journey. And I think what HMD Global has been really good at is really to take the Nokia brand DNA about really durability, taking that into the next generation, which also means adding repairability, sustainability to the mix. So that's why the phones that we're delivering right now and developing right now are both smartphones, feature phones, are even more durable than back in the Nokia days, and are of course even more sustainable than they've ever been. So that's kind of like the journey that we're on, and hopefully we'll be on that journey for many more years to come.
Yeah, I spoke to one of your colleagues a few months ago about the repairability of the phones and how important that is to the consumer of today. But I want to talk to you about the resurgence of the flip phone in particular. Aside from the novel aspect of it, the functionality has increased and they are a joy to use. So just explain to me a little bit about how and why these phones are coming back.
I think, and we've seen it begin in the US as a lot of trends, they start in the US and now it's moving to Europe. So we've seen this, especially starting with the younger generation, so Gen Z or like people around the early 20s or just turning 20, that they really are looking back to the 2000s and looking at an age where things were a bit simpler. And they feel right now, I don't feel what that's what we can see from research, that they feel stressed out, and they feel stressed out especially by their smartphones, by the constant notifications on whatever is happening on social media, whoever Leonardo DiCaprio is dating right now, that the constant notifications are really stressing them out. So they want to experience more real-life moments. And to do that, you need to put down your phone for a while. And that's why we see this resurgence of our feature phones and flip phones specifically.
The notion of a digital detox is a popular one. We've spoken to people here on News Talk who have these exact phones just with basic connectivity for the weekends. So when Friday comes, they swap their SIM cards and they're happy out. How important is the balance, that the phone doesn't have to have an excellent camera, but it does still need to be functional for basic communication?
I think it's a... having tried it myself, and I'm actually continuing to do it once a week or every second week myself, I think it's actually quite a revelation. I can really recommend people to do it, because you suddenly realize when you don't have that access to your phone and you don't have that go-to device that you need to take more action. You need to really prioritize where you spend your time, where you focus your time. And I think it's something that's been sliding away from us for a while, because the smartphone is always there. Like, the feeds are never empty. You never turn on Instagram and it's an empty feed. Like, you've seen it all, mate. Like, go into real life. That's never happened. So that revelation is quite astonishing. I really recommend people to try it out. As we don't see like the feature phone as or the flip phone as something you ditch your smartphone and then you go completely feature phone. It's more like a companion device that will teach you that kind of balancing act of having both a busy work life, but also really to prioritize your partner, your kids, your friends, whatever you want to do in your leisure time. To really prioritize the moments that you're in, instead of chasing something where you cannot be.
But are things like multi-factor authentication and access to WhatsApp or whatever it is that a barrier or proving to be a barrier that prevents people from making the move from a smartphone to one of these devices?
And yes, as I said, like I don't see many people going completely onto a flip phone as it is right now. There might be other devices coming in the future, but as it is right now, I see it more as a companion device. So when you're not on the move, when you don't need to use your Apple Pay or Google Pay, then you can have your flip phone. So it's a companion device, but also a device that will not it will not require that you constantly are having two chargers with you, a lot of cables and so on, because this is going to last like more than a week on standby mode. And it's going to be the backup phone that always will be there when you need it.
We're coming into a concert and festival season here in Ireland, and I'm sure over the next few months I'll be recommending devices like this to people rather than bringing their €1,000 phone. Bring something like this, forget the power bank, and just get on with it. From a marketing point of view, is that the demographic that you are going after?
It's funny because it's not us targeting them. It's them who found us. So that's actually why we are bringing this back. It's really based on consumer insights and consumer demand, basically, that they started to pick up the flip phones, and then we saw that trend happening in the US and then now in Europe. And of course, like we are very happy to supply people with both a smartphone and a feature phone, but when we see especially like the younger demographics, the younger audience is acting a lot more mature in this way, that they actually are initiating this balancing of your digital life versus the real life. And that's of course something that we only appreciate. And on your whole festival and concert thing, I think as a musician myself, it's incredible to see that so many people are losing out on the concert experience and the festival experience by wanting to record everything and then being not in the moment. And that's where I think that we need to have that real life experience, and we need to bring that back and be more focused on when we dedicate the full focus on real life.
You're so right. And we're seeing more and more artists introducing phone-free concerts and comedy gigs and all the rest, which I do think it is a good thing. When you look to the future, do you think these older nostalgic devices will continue to grow? Or is this just a trend?
Like we just can say what the analysts are saying, and they're predicting that this will grow 5% in the next couple of years, this market. I can like just my gut feeling is that it's definitely going to grow just from the pickup that we've seen all across Europe and US as well. And it's being picked up not just by Gen Z, but a lot of older generations are also realizing that need. And I think we all know that moment. At least I've experienced that moment. If your partner is asking you, like, can you please put down your phone or whatever. I'm not saying this is going to fix relationships, but a feature phone and flip phone is not going to make a relationship worse if you dedicate a bit more time to the one you're with.
Another thing that crops up quite a bit as well is devices for kids. I know a lot of parents often feel peer pressure to get their child a device, but these devices that do have more limited functionality than a smartphone does seem to be a good introductory device for young people.
Absolutely. And like my previous career was at Lego, where I spent many years, and especially that young age where you really need to focus on learning how to interact with other people. You need to learn how to play with other people. You need to really learn how to grow up in a good way. That's where apps cannot really help you a lot. And that's also again like what we see from research that Gen Z realize it's introducing a lot of toxic behaviors when you use smartphones excessively in that early age, where a feature phone or flip phone is a more simple way to actually stay in contact with your parents, with your friends, in a way that doesn't have this constant need and doesn't really urge you to go into the app store constantly.
Great stuff. Well, there is a Nokia 2660 Flip sitting on my desk, and I am very excited to have a go and bring that full review on the Pat Kenny Show in just a few weeks' time. Lars, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was Lars Sillerbauer, the CMO at HMD Global, speaking with me about the resurgence of the flip phone. Are you one of those people that makes a move from a smartphone to a dumb phone for the weekend? Email me techtalk@newstalk.com. Now, when we come back, Derek Riley is going to join me to talk about some of the EV brands you may not have heard of.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.